Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. Anyway, of course, we begin with the fallout from Dean Smudger Smith's Leicester losing to Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool in the Premier League. The match, of course, was live on TalkSport. Here's all the reaction.
They can only get 6 more points now. And by the time they play next Monday night at Newcastle, live on TalkSport, it could already be must win. It's finished after a dreadful 45 minutes in this second half at the King Power Stadium. And it wasn't much better in the first half. Leicester City 0, Liverpool 3.
As much work as you can do on a training ground, you can't legislate for individual mistakes at times that we make and poor decision making. We're working on it, you know, but we haven't an awful lot of time in the role. So, you know, we're having to try and fast forward a few things and make sure we defend better.
Jones coming in and taps it home. And Leicester's defensive frailties are exposed again. Why on earth did Wout Faes allow that ball to bounce?
We came in and we'd lost 8 out of 9 games. So, you know, the 6 games that we've had, I thought we had an upturn in performances and we've had some results. You know, unfortunately, we've missed a couple of penalties in them games as well. I don't think we're far away, but we can't be judged on, you know, a performance against Liverpool who you know, 6 wins on the spin and, you know, just made it 7 now.
They're cooked, mate, I'm afraid. They had to get something, had to get a point. And at the bottom of the table, this time of year, as we saw with Leeds and Forest at the weekend, those points are absolutely crucial. It's congratulations to West Ham and Forest, they stay up. It was 2 years to the day they won the FA Cup, beat Chelsea in the final. Brendan was going for top four every single season. Do you remember there was a stat that they spent the most time in the top four without getting in there? For the team that spent the longest in there without getting in there is Leicester. And they didn't find a way to get there, and some of the signings weren't great. But I have to say, this squad of players that I look at, I don't see that as a relegation squad.
A lot of poor old Leicester fans looking at this going, what the hell is going on? And the answer is not very much.
Let's go to Morgan. He's a Leicester fan. Right, Morgan?
Team, the lads, are we all right?
Yeah, good, Morgan. It's not looking good for Leicester right now, is it, mate?
Oh, honestly, I just think we're finished. I think we've been finished for a couple of weeks now. I don't know what to say. I've just been everywhere this season, home and away. And no, that's just it. We're finished top to bottom. The club's a shambles. The players are a mess. They don't want to be here. I don't know what to say.
Morgan, what would you do to turn this around?
Well, look, I think the problem lies at the top in terms of, you know, you look right at the top, you talk about the owner, obviously you look at John Rudkin, the director and everything, and like they all just need to go. I mean, the transfers in the summer, they weren't there, there's no reinvestment, and no, there's just no hope. I mean, I said it last week after Fulham, I went down last Monday, yeah, we're finished, Championship's calling.
Here's the free kick to be taken by Alexander Arnold, left of centre, right footed towards the far corner. Oh, what a goal! That is fantastic! It's a brilliant strike from Trent Alexander-Arnold.
On now to the former Liverpool midfielder, Daniel Murphy.
But he's been great. You know what he looks, Trent? He looks like he's enjoying his football in the middle of the pitch. Yeah. I know he's still got to get back in that right-back area at times. But the last few weeks in this position, he's enjoying himself. He's loving being given the responsibility to get on the ball like this and dictate play and ping the ball about. I love the fact he takes so many risks and chances with the ball. I love that.
Second half, the game opened up a little bit. We have to improve in these moments, definitely, to control it better. Positioning was not good anymore. When we was not to make it, to make a break, it was more in our two tens were slightly too deep, means we had to pass the ball always direct in the first line. There, if you lose the ball, it goes the other direction, so we needed more options there. But then scored a third goal, and it was obviously wonderful as well. So all the goals were brilliant, and in general, the performance, overall performance, was really good. You're right.
Now Arsenal's fading. They've gone. Title hopes were dealt a big old blow after they got smashed against Brighton 3-0 to leave Man City one win from a fifth Premier League title in six seasons. Before getting to on-field matters, Martin Keown had a bone to pick. Bitter Martin Keown, with TV coverage that seems to have already stirred the pot on social media. Bitter Keown.
It was like listening to the Sky commentary yesterday. How biased is the commentary team? It's frightening. As much as they're great.
Well, hang on. And what?
Martin Tyler is a great professional, but he cannot hide that he simply doesn't. It hurts him that Arsenal might win a game of football.
Martin Tyler, it hurts Martin Tyler that honestly, Arsenal win a game
we
of
know
football.
That Neville, we know that Neville's got the problem. He was almost apologising for, I've lost my mind when we should be sending Martinelli off. No, you know, not at all. You go with your instinct. So there we are. As a poke in the eye to a commentator, I should be more respectful. Martin's a great commentator, but please, Sky, don't put him on the Arsenal games anymore. It's really hard. Listen.
It's a touch of paranoia this early on a Monday
it might
morning,
be.
Martin.
It might be, but who cares? It's just, we should say what we feel.
Did you feel that when you played? Because he commentated when you
not
were
really,
playing.
Really, I never really listened, did I? I was out there playing.
I meant when you listened back to it. Did you ever think,
when you hear the commentator saying, oh, it's a great professional foul. Look at that, Arsenal on the counter-attack there. Brighton did well to stop them. You know, it gets in the way. Listen, Martin, if you're listening, listen to it, listen to yourself, and you tell me if you're not really, you don't want Arsenal to win, do you? Come on.
Well, it's another stride towards a third successive Premier League title for Manchester City. Their treble charge continues. It's finished Everton 0, Manchester City 3.
You cannot possibly tell me that the players are going to react to the fact that a pretty much nailed-on outcome, which is Man City, which are arguably the best team in the country, arguably the best team in Europe,
well, okay,
beat
let me
Everton.
Tell you.
That
so
are
as a former professional,
time,
as
poor.
A former professional, when you're preparing for a game, okay, the worst thing you can have is that your rival is playing the first thing and you're watching. So you're preparing
Martin,
for your game. You're doing
it.
Just explaining. You've asked
your own job, haven't you?
Of course you do. But I'm explaining what the players went through. I'm talking you back through what actually happened. So the day of the game, they're watching.
So they compound
City,
it. Then,
they're watching
they?
City and they realise, finally, we can't win this. So let me just talk to you about what's happened on the day of the game. The whole stadium's a little bit flat. They've all seen that City have just won a game.
Let's make it even flatter.
35
Let's
minutes.
Let's go and get our heads handed to 3-0 by Brighton.
35 minutes into the game and they're 2-0 up. Man City, they're superb. Absolutely superb.
And you think the stadium was flat
because
and
then
the
all of a sudden you're playing against a very stubborn, very well-organised, awkward Brighton team. But they made changes to try and win it. And all the time you have to keep playing catch-up. And you can't afford to do that. But what I'm saying was they'd have been a little bit flat.
On to breakfast host and, of course, Gunners fan, the wonderful Laura Woods, reacting to that defeat to Brighton and whether or not they will come back stronger next season under Arteta. And, of course, they won't.
If Manchester City beat Chelsea next Sunday, they will win the title once again. It's finished here at a deflated Emirates Stadium. Arsenal 0, Brighton 3.
Today is completely the opposite. Today we have to apologise to our people, especially for the performance that we had in the second half.
I think that he's already got eyes on next season and eyes on the Champions League as well. The thing is as well with your squad, obviously you're going to have to chunk it up a little bit, aren't you? Because Ali's right, they did have the benefit of not having any other distractions towards the end of the season. Mm-hmm. So next season you're going to have to start thinking about Champions League and you're almost going to need to fight with two squads in the way that City can do as well, where your bench players could be your starters and you're never really quite sure of the starting lineup. Arsenal have to get themselves in that kind of position if they're going to want to A, refight for the Premier League and B, go the distance in the Champions League? Because he's already said we're not there just to take part. We're not going to be passengers.
Absolutely.
We actually want to go in and challenge in the Champions League as well. So, yeah, this summer, all eyes will be on that team, how they can pick themselves back up, and also how they can add. Their recruitment this season has been amazing. And not just this season, not just in the January window. The windows before that has been really brilliant. So, yeah, definitely, I hope they can go and replicate that and do the same.
Has anyone seen Lord of the Woods? Nicola
Now, West Yorkshire police have charged a man with assault after a supporter confronted Newcastle manager Eddie Howe in the technical area at Elland Road. Simon Jordan was thankful the incident didn't develop into something more serious.
When you get to the individual aspect of someone breaking through, whether it's a streaker or whether it's somebody with an intention of doing something more malicious, you have to look at it and say, really, what can we do? Because what we don't want to do is get to a point where fans are penned in. We're not at that stage. No. These are exceptions Correct. That don't prove rules.
Yeah.
But maybe there's a lesson to be learned. And individual stadiums, they have to think about the idea of how they police the technical area, because we've just seen a situation where a manager has been approached by a fan. If that fan, I mean, you'd like to think someone could get into the ground with a knife anyway, but if that fan had come at Eddie Howe with something more than a bad attitude, we might find ourselves in a very different story, because ultimately he got to him. We are in a very strange society at this moment in time, where social media is the biggest evil that's been foisted upon media since the advent of media. It's creating a culture of entitlement and attitude and abuse. People can't debate with one another anymore. People can't have a different point of view. If someone doesn't like something, they have to go toxic. If someone wants to say something about somebody, they have to issue death threats, and they have to make it about race or culture or creed. And it's all such vile hatred, and it comes from social media. And then what these idiots do is they forget that they're not sitting in their mum's bedroom with their pants around their ankles typing it on a laptop. They're actually out in the real world, and they forget that actually they're going to get a consequence for it. So there are a lot of what's driving some of this behaviour, Jim. Not all of it, but a lot of it is the stuff that goes on in social media where people are getting absurd in their outlooks.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with some classic clips of the week on Hawksby and Jacobs.
We begin with Mike Parry talking about a potential transfer to Real Madrid for Rio Ferdinand. This certainly dates it, doesn't it?
Don't even compromise on floating the suggestion that Ferdinand should now go and could go to Real Madrid in return for Michael Jackson plus money.
I think he meant Michael Owen, didn't he? He probably meant Michael. Yeah. Michael Owen, not almost certainly Michael Jackson.
Sticking with Mr. Parry, here he is reading out a text.
It says here, all of this whining about who doesn't want Owen. I'm a Villa fan. I just drool at the thought of ever having a player of Owen's class on our books. Phillips will do well, though. Jamie Catterick Garrison. Oh, I'm sorry, Jamie in Catterick Garrison. He's obviously a soldier. I thought it was a strange name.
Oh, the Catterick Garrison.
Are you one of the Catterick Garrisons? Yeah, fantastic. Old Jamie Brilliant. Catterick Garrison. This is legendary late night presenter, the late great Mike Dickin. Now, we all know the Derek clip from Christmas Eve. Well, it's a warm welcome to Fred.
Frank, good morning. Good evening. You're on TalkSport. I'm sorry, Fred. I thought it was Frank.
It's Fred.
Hello, Fred.
Hello, Fred.
that deserves to be in every year. That's
the little brilliant. Topper. Yeah. Is it Fred or is it Frank? Even Fred's not sure.
I love that.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show today at 4 p.m. After us, it's the big one as Luton Town take on Sunderland, Championship playoff semi-final second leg, live and exclusive on TalkSport. Over on TalkSport 2, it's Inter Milan versus AC Milan. How about that? Luton and Sunderland get top billing. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it till then. Thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe. Everyone, be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.